Martin Zender, when are you going to stop picking on Christianity? Never. Never. You might as well ask me, Martin Zender, when are you going to stop picking on Satan? In fact, I am doubling down. I'm doubling down because it's even more evil than I even suspected. And so other days we'll talk about other things. This is the role I'm on now, and I will continue to go with it. I'm going to give one example of something. There are many examples that can be given, but I'm going to give one example of calling evil good and good evil. This is one of the most diabolical, upside down, transposed, warped things that could possibly happen. And you have to wonder how anyone could get to the point where they call something good evil and something evil good, because that is a photographic opposite of the truth. It's a negative image of the truth. And yet, this very thing infects the Christian religion, and it infects everyone in that religion. And I'm going to give you one example. This is a pet peeve of mine. There are many examples that can be given. If you have other examples, you can make a video on it. That's great. I will watch your video. I will promote your video. I'm going to give you one example. Now, in the Garden of Eden, God created a bunch of stuff. And every time he created something, he called it good. He created the plants and he called them good. First he created the sun and the moon. He said it was good. Then he created the sea. He called it good. He created the life in the sea. Called it good. He created plants and animals and he called it good. Then he created Adam and he called Adam good. Then from Adam he drew out a woman and he called her good. Everything was good. The woman was good. The man was good. The giraffe was good. The aardvark was good. The seahorse was good. Neptune was good. It was all good. Yet somehow Satan has tricked Christianity, and I know why this has happened. It's a diversion. It's a diversion so that they will strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Somehow Satan has taken woman and used woman, the creation of which God called good, used woman as a tool to create a false fire, to create a false emergency, to create a false sin in order to distract from the real sin and the real evil that Satan would work in the midst of the very people trying to stomp out invented sins. Now, woman is beautiful. God created woman to be beautiful because woman is a picture of God. Woman pictures the beauty of God because God hasn't shown up lately. He's invisible. And so we see his beauty in his creation. And the pinnacle of his creation was Eve, i.e. woman. Think about this. When God created Eve, Eve is the last thing that left his hand. Now think about it. After Eve, he's not made one thing. So Eve was the crowning achievement of God. So no wonder Satan would use woman, in order to call her evil. What do I mean by that? God also made men, and he made Adam, and he called Adam good. And he put 5 quarts of testosterone coursing through the veins and arteries of Adam. Follow this. He made Adam have this hormone, and he made Eve beautiful, and he caused that. He made that whole situation, that whole electrical circuit of energy, so that the man would be attracted to the woman because she was beautiful and he had all these beauty noticing hormones. Well, only one, testosterone. It's a beauty noticing hormone. That's what I call it. A BNH, beauty noticing hormone. This is nature, and it's a beautiful thing. But somehow Christianity has built a sin industry around admiring the beauty of women to the extent that the Christian religion has created a book called every man's battle. And in this book, the two writers, Stephen Arterburn and Fred Stoker, have built an entire industry around men resisting beauty because it's of the devil. Your maleness is of the devil. The woman's beauty is of the devil, and it is to be resisted. And there's only one proper channel for appreciating womanhood, and that is within the marriage. Outside of the marriage, you can't even look at a woman. And in fact, in this book, there is a 6-week program for bouncing the eyes. Yes, in 6 weeks, you can conquer your eyes. And every time your eyes happen to land upon an Eve, you are to treat it like an evil, a danger, a terrible thing, and bounce your eyes from it. Now, this is a perfect example of calling what is good evil. In the meantime, Satan has taken the worst teaching in the history of the world, in the history of the universe, and put it into the Christian religion so that the Christian religion would be the carrier of a virus that would infect the entire humanity and immunize the entire race from being interested in God, from caring about God, in fact, causing the entire race to damn God, to flip God the finger. And what is that doctrine? It's eternal torment. Eternal torment. Now, eternal torment is so evil on so many levels. For one thing, it is in total defiance of God's love, that God could possibly eternally torment beings that were created out of Him and through His Son. Secondly, it completely nullifies the cross of Jesus Christ, who came to take away the sin of the world and to rescue the human race from sin and death. Completely nullifies it. Other than that, it's a fine teaching. Now, this is one of the main tenets, one of the chief teachings of Christianity. In fact, in some Christian circles, if you don't believe in eternal torment, you're a heretic. Get this, if you don't believe in the failure of the cross, if you don't believe that God hates with an everlasting pure hatred those who do not return His gesture of love, then He will torment them forever and ever. They actually promote that. And if you don't believe it, then you're not even of the faith. You yourself are going to go to hell, eternal hell, if you don't believe in eternal hell. Now, Christians call that good, and they celebrate it. They celebrate it. They insist that it be taught. You must be told this. Turn or burn. That's their gospel, turn or burn. So they've taken that in, they've swallowed that, and they regurgitate it in all their gospel missions. Yes, they go out and they make proselytes out of poor people who live in other countries, never heard of Jesus Christ, living happy lives, wearing banana peels, and the Christians come in, the missionaries, and they tell them that if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you will go to hell for eternity. At which time, if I was a banana peel wearing native, I would say, why the hell did you come and tell me that? Because I wouldn't have gone to hell if I never heard of Jesus. Because how can you condemn somebody who's never heard? But now you're telling me that now that you've told me this, and it sounds like a disgusting thing, your so-called gospel sounds disgusting. God loves me so much that He sent His only begotten Son, but unless I believe in Him, He's going to torture me forever? No, that sucks. Bye. I'm going to go back to my wife and kid in the hut, and we're going to go eat our Brazil nuts, and we're going to wear banana peels and live happily ever after. Thank you very much. Oh, but no. Now the Christians have put the natives in a very precarious situation. Now that they've heard the truth of Jesus Christ, now they will go to hell. Now they're going to hell. So the missionaries, having done their foul work, depart to visit another hut and condemn them and bring them a message of doom and death and failure of the Son of God to take away sin. Yes, and so every man's battle, wow, they've swallowed that, they love that, they embrace that, they celebrate that evil, and eternal torment is an evil. Christians celebrate it. They cherish it. They love it. They're dead without it. That's their threat. That's what they use to get people to turn to God. Turn or burn. It's okay. Just turn or burn. Okay? That's our gospel. Turn or burn. Well, what if I look at a beautiful woman? No, you cannot look at a beautiful woman. No, that's a terrible sin. You must bounce your eyes. It only takes 6 weeks. If you see Eve out there, I want you to pretend that that's a hot stove, because that will lead you into oblivion. It will lead you into peril. And no, that's an evil. Let me quote the scripture to you now. Isaiah 5:20. And I pronounce today, I double down on my rants against Christianity, because my rants are scripture. I pronounce woe upon the entire religion. I pronounce woe and doom. Not eternal doom, no, but Christianity is going to be crushed and destroyed for straining at gnats and swallowing camels. That's another verse. That's from Jesus Christ. Isaiah 5:20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. That's Isaiah. I like him. I like the prophet Isaiah. He's making a lot of sense here in Isaiah 5:20. They put darkness for light. The light and the beauty of God in all his creation, whether it's a flower or a cloud or a beautiful animal or a dog or a woman, it's beautiful. That's light. But they have turned it around and called it darkness. They've called it a temptation now. They've called it an evil. And the darkness, eternal torment, the failure of the Son of God to take away the sin of the world, they call that light. They call that revelation. They call that a gospel. And they travel far and wide to teach people that gospel. But as Jesus Christ said, and I'm going to read this verse to you, they make their converts double the sons of Gehenna that they are. Double. They bring people into condemnation and death. If all missionaries got flat tires today, and if all the wings of their airplanes fell off, the world would experience a revival of faith. The world would experience a delivery from evil. If all the churches in the world closed down, that would be the best thing that could happen for the spiritual prosperity of this world. Yes. Bounce the eyes. And you know why the Arthur Burnham Stoker, the authors of the evil book, Every Man's Battle. By the way, this is not a battle until Arthur Burnham Stoker tell you it's a battle. In other words, men can sit back and look, admire beautiful women going by. They call it girl watching. It's a wonderful pastime. It takes away depression, makes you feel better about things. And they can take a man who's perfectly content. 99.999% of men who admire beautiful women do not run after the women and rape them. They do not run after the women and sell them into sexual slavery. Okay, this is ridiculous. This is what people like James Dobson tell you, that if you set your eyes on a beautiful woman, the next thing you know, you're going to be a sexual slave trader. Yes, the next thing you know, you're going to be tying up women in your room, raping them and dismembering them. Yes, looking at a Playboy magazine leads to that. It, by default, according to James Dobson and these clowns, Arterburn and Stoker. So they take this innocent guy who's recreationally looking at beautiful women, feeling better, and they say, don't you realize you're in a life or death struggle? This is a life and death struggle. It is? I just thought I was looking at a beautiful girl. No. You're in a life and death struggle. You have to conquer your flesh. Conquer your flesh. Why? Because this is evil. Why? Where does the Bible say this is evil? Never mind. Oh, do you know what they've done? They've taken the Greek word porneia. The New International Version has done this, and it's a terrible crime. They've taken the Greek word porneia, and they have mistranslated it sexual immorality. So they have Paul warning now against sexual immorality. Paul never warned against sexual immorality. That's such a vague term. You can put anything in that you want. What's sexual immorality? It depends on how weak the faith is of the person promoting it. Some people say even looking at a billboard. Arterburn and Stoker say looking at a seductive billboard is sexual immorality. Watching an R-rated movie is sexual immorality. Let's see. Looking at a lingerie ad in a magazine, that's sexual immorality. And for sure, like masturbation is a sexual
immorality.
So they've taken, but no, the right translation of porneia is prostitution. It's a specific sexual sin, prostitution. And it's in the context, it's cult prostitution. That is a man joining with a prostitute who, through the sexual union, would lead that man into the worship of a foreign deity. Yes, that's very bad. People were killed in Israel for that. They weren't killed for standing on the corner watching all the girls go by. In fact, when Abraham's servant went out to find a wife for his son Isaac, the servant's eyes landed upon a beautiful woman. And he went up to her and he said, can I water your camels? That's a real nice, that's a good pickup line. I'll tell you what, I've never thought of that one. Can I water your camels? And God himself says that this woman, who was Rebecca, was fair of face and form. Quote, fair of face and form. Shame on that servant. If he had only taken the course outlined in Every Man's Battle, he could have learned in 6 short weeks to bounce his eyes from beauty. He would have learned not to have settled his eyes upon the fair of face and form Rebecca, and he would have settled upon the ugliest woman there that was at the well drawing water. Then he would have been pure and holy, and he would not have committed the unpardonable sin of Christianity, which is the female. Oh no, here comes a female. Yeah, here comes a female. In the meantime, yeah, God's going to eternally torment you if you don't believe, but that's fine. Ooh, that's a really heinous sin. It's horrible. Look, as far as bouncing the eyes go, when it comes to a beautiful woman, the only time I'll bounce my eyes if she's on a trampoline. That's my policy, and I am sticking with that. Before I get to the scripture, one quick thing. How is it that men have been talked into this? How is it that men have been talked into trading their freedom, trading their natural God-given bend to admire God's creation? How could men be talked into trading that for cruel, tight, ridiculous, unscriptural, beauty-denying truth? Why would they trade it in? Because they have been tricked by Satan. The men have been tricked by Satan into thinking that God is calling you to this great war. Yes, so that man, back to that man who's watching the girls go by, he's now in a war. What are you doing? You're in a war. So now the guy who was not in a war before he read this damn book, he's now in a war. He didn't realize he was in a war until he was told he was in a war. And so now he said that you need to join other men who are conquering every inclination of the flesh. They are conquering their sexual lives. They're conquering their sexual thoughts. That's right. Arterburn and Stoker will teach you how to not even have a sexual thought. Not even a thought. It's amazing. You can learn it. 6 weeks. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. It's because men long to be in a club. Men, you see, women have a lot to do with it. With this, they want their men to be feminized. I find in the world today, women are threatened by masculinity. They're threatened by men who are men, and so there's a movement in Christianity to feminize men, to make girls out of boys, and to make men passive instead of the men that they are. This is a tactic of Satan. It is. It's a cult within a cult. Christianity is a cult, and this subdivision of Christianity, the woman-hating subdivision, it's also a cult. And so men are called to battle, called to battle. It's like this testosterone is now being used, instead of for its rightful place, it's being used now to form this club, this anti-sexual thought club. And it's really a clique, it's a cult, but men are drawn to it because they want to be like the other men who have conquered their inclinations. It's just a total distraction. In the meantime, again, eternal torment is coursing right through eternal torment. That's fine, but you know, don't look at girls. Actually, the law of Moses is much more liberal, sexually speaking, than Christianity is. If you're a man, you remember that time God gave David the choice? It's like, do you want to fall into the hands of God or do you want to fall in the hands of man? Let me fall in the hands of God, please. Yeah, good choice. Because God's law, even in the Mosaic law, is far more liberal as far as sex and who you could have sex with than Christianity is. You're much better off under the law of Moses than you are Christianity, because Christianity, like the Pharisees, they make up laws as they go, and they use mistranslated scripture to do it. Sexual immorality. What's that? It's a bad translation, but you can throw it. It becomes a catch-all for any little pet peeve that you might have. Well, I think it's evil to look at billboards of women in bikinis. Therefore, I'm going to throw that into the catch-all of sexual immorality. Well, that's illegal, and you're bringing people into bondage. And men submit to it because they want to belong to a club. They want to be with the other men who are straining. It's like training for a marathon. Okay, we're going to do this. Let's do this. And they say they have competitions of not looking at women. They're messing with false enemies. Satan has set up Christianity to fight false enemies. It's like the Hogan's Heroes. Did you ever watch that sitcom from the 60s? And a German POW camp, when the prisoners there, like Hogan and Newkirk and LeBeau and Carter and Kinch, when they wanted to help a prisoner escape out of the tunnel, they would light a fire on the other side of Stalag 13, and then they would break out the prisoners on the opposite side of Stalag 13. So they had Klink and Schultz putting out the fire over here. In the meantime, they're sneaking all the prisoners out over there. That's exactly what Christianity has done. They have set fires for the Christians to put out, false fires, non-sins. They have made mountains out of molehills. They're in the business of straining out gnats, and not even gnats. A gnat is a thing. At least a gnat exists. But this thing of making a woman evil, that doesn't even exist. So they have people fighting that and being occupied by that.
Oh, look at the straight evil. Look at the straight evil. I see a woman in short shorts. I see a woman in a halter top. I see a woman with long blonde hair. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's evil. Fight it. Fight it. Fight it. Don't look. Don't look. Bounce your eyes. Bounce your eyes. Bounce your eyes. Bounce your eyes. Bounce your eyes.
And in the meantime, they're teaching the most heinous teaching in the universe, which is eternal torment, that God will send most of his creatures, most of his children, into an eternal flame of torture, in spite of sending his son to conquer sin and death. Oh, that is very bad form to damn what is good and to celebrate evil. And I will fight it and expose it to my dying breath.